Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations and facing.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Go ahead and start playing 1 Samuel 8 while we wait for others to join.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Let me know y'all can hear. Come on now. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Malachi.
Malachi, come to Oh, we already know.
And it came to pass when 1 Samuel 7, 1 Samuel 8.
And here, Dante.
I know, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Judges. Now the name of his first, Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah, they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel, when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me, and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice, howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons, and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint captains over thousands, and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers. And he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive yards, even them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed, and of your vineyards, and give to his officers, and to his servants. And he will take your men servants, and your maid servants, and your goodliest young men, and your asses, and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, Nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us, and go out before us, and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of Samuel, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go ye, every man, unto his city. Samuel 9.
Amen.
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 Amen. That made me want a little bit more. All right. All right. Thank you for playing it, Auntie Betty. I mean, Auntie Carrie for Auntie Dot from 1 Samuel 4. 8. All right. Okay. We can get it again. Got me all thrown off. All righty. Well, welcome, everyone, to the Families, Nellums, and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. Let me do a quick work roll call. We have Mother May, Loretta, Hilbert, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Daniel, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I hope everyone has a nice week off last time. Kind of threw us off a little bit here, but we're back together again today. I did have Sister Shirley to do the opening prayer. Are you still prepared to do that, Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and get started. Thank you so much.
You ready for the opening prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, I have heard of your fame. Stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, memory. Remember mercy. Habakkuk 3:2. Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, darkness goes away and daylight comes at your command. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with bowed heads and hearts of thanksgiving. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides and directs us. Thank you for allowing us together again this week. Thank you for this prayer line and all the families that are in this fold. Lord, we ask that you bless this prayer line and bless each family represented here this evening. Lord, we ask a special prayer of comfort for our dear sister Betty. Wrap your arms around her. Continue to strengthen her and let her know that we love her and you love her even more. Father, we ask that you open our minds to understand your word. Open our hearts to apply your word to our lives and give us the courage to share your word, not only with each other, but also with those that are lost in their sins. Father, we know that you are all powerful, and we know that your word is true. Please, Lord, hear our prayer and let your light shine in each of us. We ask for these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Sister Shirley. We're going to go ahead into our worship song. The title of it is I Am Not Alone, coming out of Psalms 23rd. By the group called People and Songs.
He goes before me. He goes before me. Tender behind me. Defender behind me. Y'all be practicing. I won't fear. I won't fear. Filled with anointing. I'm filled with anointing. My cup overflows. My cup overflows. No weapon can harm me. No weapon can harm me. I won't fit. I won't. People of God, sing hallelujah. Somebody just shout Jesus right there. He always got me.
He always got me.
No mountains and valleys.
Mountains and valleys.
Joy is refreshing.
Joy is refreshing.
Restores my soul. Mercy and goodness.
Mercy and
goodness. Oh, give me
assurance.
Give me assurance. Oh, that I'll see your glory.
I'll be in glory.
Oh, change the face.
I'm
Amen.
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 Amen. It's definitely comfort to know that we're not alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, let's get on with the program. Each of you will have an opportunity to share a word or some good news when we start the round table. If you do not have any good news to share, hey, just say pass and we'll keep it moving. Amen.
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 All righty. Let's start off with Hubert.
Now, we come to Proverbs 24, verse 26 to 34. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your field ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he has done to me. I paid that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the slugger, past the vineyards of the man who lacks judgment. Thorns had came up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. And the stone wall was in ruin. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Amen.
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 Let's see, I'm reading from Romans 5. about peace and hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through Christ, Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Amen?
Amen.
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 Sister Shirley?
Yes. I'm coming from Romans, the 13th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. The days when Christ returned. You know what sort of times we live in, and so you should live properly. It is time to wake up. You know that the day when we will be saved is nearer now than when we first put our faith in the Lord. Night is almost over, and day will soon appear. We must stop behaving as people do in the dark and be ready to live in the light. So behave properly as people do in the day. Don't go to wild parties or get drunk or be vulgar or indecent. Don't quarrel or be jealous. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be as near to you as the clothes you wear. Then you won't try to satisfy your selfish desires. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Out of Romans. Thank you very much, Sister Shirley. Next we have, I think I go next. I'm coming out of Psalms 119:9. How can a young man keep his way pure? And the title of my reading is Spiritual Traffic Signals. A recent visitor to our city noted the high number of traffic signals from one end of the city to the other and how long it took him to get to his destination across town. He voiced his complaint to another gentleman whose reply was, those signals are there for our protection, correction, and direction. If it had not been for those traffic signals, you would be very upset in hell. Scriptures contains many signals intended for our protection, correction, and direction. The Word of God controls the flow of our lives so that we can reach our destinations safely. As we travel this busy highway of life, the Word red lights us when envy, pride, hatred, irreverence, lust, and selfishness appear. The Holy Spirit alerts us to these hazards and cautions us to hit the brakes or risk having a serious accident. And as we move through the heavy traffic of daily living, we must be ready to respond to the green lights of kindness, humility, love, worship, and purity. If we would just follow the signals found in Scripture, the road of life will be much easier to navigate. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ready. Okay, next I have Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Galatians 5:16-26. And the subject said, fruitful life in the spirit. From the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, God had been inspecting the fruit of humankind relationship with him. Similarly, God examined the condition of the fruit of our Christian life. to evaluate whether or not we are living in relationship with him. The sacrificed death of Jesus had the power to transform the desolate desert of crisis, trouble, and anxiety into fruitful garden. But just as in every garden, there are conditions that hinder the growth of fruit. So there are conditions that hinder our growth. We must arrest the proclamation of faithfulness, envy, selfishness, ambition, and erotical temptation in our lives. We must not allow the weed of our sinful nature to grow up and overrun our garden, choking out the fruit that pleases God. Sometimes we feel that the fruit of the Spirit is out of reach, but faith in Jesus Christ prompts us to look up, take our spiritual eye off of the ground, and strive to possess this fruit. Our spiritual eye are opened by the grace of God. We are compelled to look up and to realize that the fruit is hanging right there in front of us. When we live in the power of the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ told us, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branches can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Reach up. Reach through, reach beyond, and the limitation of our fruitful culture. By cultivating fruitful spirit garden, we are able to overcome the moral crisis that we face. We must recover the garden that grows love instead of hate, peace instead of contention, joy rather than melancholy, patience rather than hatred, kindness rather than irritability, self-control rather than lack of discipline. We must allow God to nurture and gently prune our spiritual garden by living our life in consultation, conversation, and cooperation with him. Then when the love fruit inspector arrives, we will have no fear because his spirit has transformed the desolate desert of our life into a fruitful spiritual garden. Amen.
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 Thank you for the reading out of Galatians, Mother. Next I have Daniel. Do you have any good news you have to share?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, I'd like to say hey to everyone. Good to have us
Hello.
Back this week. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
sir.
Hey,
I'm going to let him be my favorite one. Okay? I'm glad to hear you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Anybody ready today?
All right, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the storm. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, no sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, for the way of the ungodly shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading here before Daniel. I'm ready. Next we have Auntie Di. You have any good news you have to share this evening?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 24, A Pure Heart. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell herein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend it into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceit. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O gate, and be lifted up, everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O gate. Even lift them up, everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of Psalm 24. All right, well, that concludes our first round. Before we go into our second shut-in, I would just like to take a moment of silence for Uncle Willie Williams. May his soul rest in peace. If you guys can just acknowledge that within the next minute. Thank you. Amen, amen. And we ask the Lord.
Amen.
We ask the Lord to keep the family up. And we ask the Lord to keep the family strengthened, and let's keep them in prayer for their strength. Amen.
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 Do we have anyone we want to add to our sick and shut-in list or remove from the list?
You can take Loretta off.
Dan said no. Mama said no. Wait a minute. Said you ain't there yet, Loretta.
I have faith. I have faith. Take me off.
Well, I did remove Brian. Let me see. I did remove Daniel, but I'm really up in the air on that, too.
Keep him on. Keep Daniel on.
All right. I'll give them a break and see how things go if their beliefs are as strong as they say they are. All right. Let's pray, guys. Father God, as you are the one and we, your servants, we pray, oh God, above to heal and support, especially Hazel Nellens, Auntie Wileen, James Richardson, Uncle Dave, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, and Joseph. Father God, we ask that you destroy any sickness that is, was, and will ever be in their bodies, in Jesus' name. We pray that thereafter, you rejuvenate their mind, body, and soul, and that they may be granted the strength to function in all areas of their lives. And they shall stand before you, O Lord, and they will pray and raise their voice in thanks to you. Father God, we glorify your mighty deeds We need your divine intervention in our lives. We need you to empower our bodies with your holy presence and your arms envelop our minds to soothe their pain. We shall not buckle under the strain, and when it is a new day, our healed body will be a representation of your power, Father God. We thank you, your holiness, for such attention to our lives, and in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's acknowledge birthdays for the week of 4/25 through May 1st.
How about going back to the 18th, Angela?
Yeah, I thought about that, but I didn't write it down. Let's go back. We had quite a few that we missed last week. On the 18th, we have Cheryl Richardson. We have the late Robert Lowe. We have Douglas Flappy Sr. And we also have John Elliott Varner, all on the 18th. On the 21st, we had Mildred Tompkins. On the 19th, we have, is that Barra or Tawana? I always get them two mixed up.
Tawana.
Tawana. And then we had on
the
9th. Tawana's the 19th and Barra's the 21st?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And we also had Latoya on the, oh, that was the 17th. I'll take that back. It's over Latoya. I think that is all that I have on my list. Were there any others that we missed? Yeah, Andy on the 18th and Elnora on the 20th.
Yes. And the 17th.
Right. 17th? I got 18th, okay.
Yeah.
All righty, and then this week we have, well, yesterday we had the late Alfred Nellums on the 24th, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, we had Walter Moody on the 23rd. And then on the 27th I have Monique.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 28th, Auntie Janet. I have a Janet.
Well,
I was referring to Auntie Janet, but
no, I got Auntie.
Okay, I have a Janet on the 28th. About a birthday. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know who it is. Hubert, according to my list, it is your turn. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 All righty, let's go ahead and complete the rest of our program. We are at our round table where you have an opportunity to do a testimony, a poem, or a song. And it's not to say pass. So I'm going to start out with Mother May.
Well, Retter had asked me read something that I did on first from Sunday. So I'm going to read this. Good morning, saints. I am Mother Verna. On the Palm Sunday, I will share the triumph history of Jesus Christ, which was prophesied by Zechariah 9:9 and Isaiah 62:11 in the Old Testament, and later fulfilled in the New Testament, Matthew 21:1-11. Read the scripture. Reading the scripture, Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See your king come to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The prophet was talking about the coming of the Messiah. Reading the scripture, Isaiah 62:11, the Lord has made proclamation to the end of the earth, saying to daughter Zion, see your Savior come. See his reward in with him and his recompense accomplish him. Reading the scripture of Matthew 21:1-11, Jesus came to Jerusalem as king. As they prophesied Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus set two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her coat by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone say anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, saying to daughter Zion, see your king come to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt that foals of a donkey. The disciple went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their coat on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their coat on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowd answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. The meaning of the donkey, why Jesus chose the donkey. Jesus chose the donkey to fulfill the scripture in Zechariah 9:9. The donkey represents humility. The donkey that hearkened to the voice of the disciples as they took it to Jesus before the triumph entry. Donkey can also inspire us to carry our cross to the end. They are beasts of burden that will carry their load without grumbling until the work is done. The donkey on Palm Sunday show how we need to humble ourselves in our labor for God. It shows that we are necessary tools in the work of God. The king did not come flying on a chariot down by flying angels, but he chose to use a donkey. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Next we have Hubert. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the written in Psalm 103 that we will not forget all your benefits. You forgave all our sins and have healed all our disease. You recommended our lives. You redeemed our life from destruction. You have crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. You satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. You have not dealt with us according to our iniquity. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is your mercy toward us, for we fear you. As far as the east is from the west, you have thrown our sins from us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I go next, and I just have a short little poem. by Ken Pitchard Jr. You may be weak, but Jesus is strong. Build your life on the sure foundation of Jesus. For Jesus is the rock of faith, the rock of hope, and the rock of strength that you can depend on. In every situation, look to the Lord, and he will take away your weaknesses, your doubts, and your fears. It is in the courage you get from his promises that you will find your strength, that you will find your faith. Then, when the storms of life come, you will be standing on the sure foundation of Jesus, the rock. Amen.
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 Next, I have Sister Shirley.
Yes. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have sinned in thine own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, I thought that's what I heard. and next, we have Daniel. Daniel.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
I just want to wish everybody a new week, and thank God we make it through it. And with that, amen.
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 All righty. Amen. That actually concludes our second round. I'm just trying to pull up my phone.
I have something to say.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, did I check you off and then skipped you? Loretta?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I skip you?
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize. I didn't check you off before I realized. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a poem I would like to share, and it is for uplifting. It goes on to say, follow the path of a candle's flame. See how it dances and jingle around. Watch it soften and steady. Watch it stop and glow. Watch it shed light with never a sound. Our life is much like a candle. We're affected by the things every day, whether it be the weather, the traffic, the stress of life. We let them all get in the way. But like a candle, we need to stand tall, give out warmth and light everywhere. Simply start with a smile and a few kind words. Just show the world that you care. Like the candle that jingles and dances, be happy in what life's all about. So do something funny or make people laugh. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that additional reading. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and assign parts for next week. We have 1 Samuel 9, the reading. Do you think Akikira is going to do it?
If she's going to be back, we get Dot gone.
Okay, are you all right with that, Dot? They done volunteered you if Akikira is not back.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay,
I'm
alrighty.
Good.
All right, thank you. And do we have anyone for the opening prayer? great. I guess that says either you or I, Lorraine.
All right.
And then how about the closing prayer? Do I have any volunteers for the closing prayer?
I'll do closing.
We got, Hilbert, and who was that? Hubert came in first. Who was the other person?
Sister Shirley, baby. Hubert can do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Did I have anyone for the closing prayer tonight? I don't think I did.
It was supposed to be Auntie Carrie.
I didn't have anybody down, but let's just go ahead. You know, I'm going to try this. I'm supposed to be practicing this anyway. Just take it off and let the Holy Spirit lead me and guide me, right?
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up and having an opportunity to worship in your name, Father God. We want to thank you for the opportunity to gather together today to share words, to share your word, Father God. And we just thank everyone for being faithful and participating on this call, Father God. We're family and friends that we don't get to see each other, Father God. So to hear their voices and hear them sharing their words of wisdom with each other is such a beautiful opportunity. We couldn't do this without you, Father God, and we thank you for the opportunity. Father God, amen. Allow us to take what we learn and walk away with it in our week, and everyone that we touch, allow us to be able to share your word, Father God, because that's the purpose of our walk with you, Father, is to be able to learn and grow and share and bring someone up to learn and grow with you as well, Father God. So we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Sister Angela.
I'm trying. Pastor, I guess I have a little testimony. My pastor had me leading service today, and he told me I couldn't bring my notes. So I had no notes, Loretta. He told me not to bring my notes, but I had to do it on my own. It was tough, but I tried. All right. The title of my song is This Is the Move, chorus by our favorite singer, Tasha Cobb. Let me go ahead and play that. My phone will cooperate.
The song says, fountains of still be, strongholds of still being loosed. God, we believe, yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. I love this one, God says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts.
So I'm going to go ahead and conclude, and then I'm going to let this song continue to play if you would like to continue to listen. We've come to the conclusion of our program. We just want to thank God for all that he does in our lives. We are never alone. He's always with us. We ask him to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love you all.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. We love you all. Have a blessed week.